We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome, friends. Hour two, hourly, with Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. And look, I don't claim to have the answers. Maybe there's a whole bunch of answers, but we've seen, obviously, what happened in Buffalo and the lingering effects on pretty much everybody in Western New York, as well as what happened in Texas. And why are these things taking place? Or is it a combination of factors? I don't know. And, you know, the other thing, too, that came up at the end of the previous hour is the power of forgiveness. Now, I have no idea what motivated the individual in Buffalo who shall remain unnamed. I have no idea. There's no indication that he had any bad personal experience, but that will have to be determined by the people who analyze him and the various psychiatrists for the prosecution and the defense. But, I don't know if you've ever experienced the power of forgiveness in your life. That might not be a bad angle to throw in on this, because the Charleston shooter was the individual, again, I don't really want to name him, who walked into a mostly black church in Charleston and prayed with people and then proceeded to kill them. And the forgiveness that was exhibited by the relatives of those people in that church was something the likes of which I'd never seen. And in a way, forgiveness can re-empower you, because when life presents you with the things that victimize you, that should make you angry, which should make you seek revenge, there's some kind of ability, I guess, to reclaim your own power if you are able to offer forgiveness. In a way, it almost shows yourself and it shows other people that you are the bigger person. You are the better person. And maybe some of you experience that as the person who's been forgiven. Maybe some of you experience that as the person who has forgived. But there is something, I think, very powerful about the act of forgiveness. Some things it would seem cannot be forgiven. But then when I think of that, I think back to the people in Charleston who literally had just lost their loved ones, who refused to express any hatred or anything like that. And the dignity that was exuded was beautiful, especially under such horrible circumstances. And your calls are 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Question is, why? And here's the problem, guys and ladies. There are no easy solutions. There's no easy solution. Everything that I've heard mentioned as a defense can be overcome. A good defense can always be overcome by somebody who's got ideas of malevolence or evil in them to go on the offense, and they always have the benefit of surprise, which is very, very important in any situation, because by the time people realize what's going on, who knows how many people are wounded or dead. the element of surprise is very, very big. Nobody ever expects it to happen. Take, for example, the school in Texas. We found out this morning during the news briefing that one of the teachers had propped a door open. Propped a door open. So you can talk all you want about, well, what we need are self-locking doors or a security guard who can lock down every door there is. All it takes is for a security person to be off campus and somebody to prop open a door, and you've just made an easy breach into the building, very, very likely for somebody who is intending to do evil. I wish there was an easy answer. One more quick thing, and then I want to get to your telephone calls. Usually, when you analyze man-made disasters, such as, for example, aviation accidents, usually when you analyze aviation accidents, it's one thing leads to another thing, leads to another thing, leads to another thing. It's almost like a nuclear chain reaction. Something happens, then the next thing happens, the next thing happens, and before you know it, you're out of control. And let's go back to the calls. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. My question to you is why? I don't have the answer. I have some suggestions. I don't know if they're true. I don't know if they're right. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is Scott in the Falls. Scott, hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Word, isolation. Isolation. And everyone is seeking out to be part of a group, part of a community. And if I could just go back for a minute to like a larger picture, because it's a very complicated answer to a simple question, and there's so many different scenarios that we just can't keep up with it. However, back in the late 1800s, when the Industrial Revolution came around in England, people were concentrated heavily within cities, and you had the rise of people like Jack the Ripper. And then we had this whole thing going on that started from there with those psychological killers. And it continued on. And now we don't have so much of that. We have these isolated incidents of mass destruction and loss of life.
Oh, I will beg to differ with you on a couple of points. Number one, Jack the Ripper from 1888, he preyed on women who, because of poverty in Whitechapel in London, were forced to prostitute themselves just to get DOS money, just to get money for a place to sleep every night. It's a very, very poor part of London. It remained poor through the Second World War. There was some concern in Parliament that if there was ever going to be an uprising to overthrow the government and say, hey, come on in, Nazis, it would happen in London's East End because of the extreme poverty and the devastation endured by those people at the hands of the Luftwaffe. Jack the Ripper, as you pointed out, generally regarded as the first psychosexual killer. I would argue that we probably had a lot before that we don't know about. And as far as your other point, help me out. What was your other point again?
Well, that's, the shrinking of society, being forced into the city back, whenever you want to call it, in the Industrial Revolution. Now we have the internet that's shrinking society even more. Even though it's supposed to be expanded, it shrinks us into our little cocoon, our little hole. We're trying to make connections, especially those that, don't have, say, for example, sports or a family with a lot of friends and cousins and things like that. Now we have the internet that we can turn to, and that's where people start to become radicalized in whatever it is they can grasp onto.
But there's got to be Scott, I definitely understand where you're going with this, but there's got to be a reason why somebody, quote unquote, you're the second or third person who's brought this up during the show, becomes radicalized. They have to be seeking out this stuff. It just doesn't pop up on Google. It doesn't pop up on Facebook. Would you like to become a radical? Do you not like people of different races? Come join us.
No,
they're seeking it out.
No, that's to begin with. They don't know that at the get-go. It just happens. They're grasping at straws. They are isolated in a word, isolated.
I don't, you know what, I think with the isolation thing, I think you're onto something, and I want to bounce something off of you. I think that social media gives people a false sense of belonging, because it's quite possible for people to have thousands of quote-unquote friends, but nobody to bring them dinner if they come down with COVID.
Exactly. That was a great point that you made. And, you know, I have two young adult children, 24 and 26. They live in the Rocky Mountains area, and they have minimal contact on social media. In fact, my son, who's a new age hippie, so to speak, has gotten rid of all that. And I just feel they're just so much better for that, as opposed to the people that get wrapped up in the Twitter and the Facebook and the gaming and all of that. That creates isolation.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's interesting, but if they live in a remote place, what are their opportunities for interaction with other people or to make friends? Because, you know, I always say, I've got two families. I've got my biological family, which is pretty small, but then I've got my family of friends, which is pretty large.
Right.
So as far as your grandkids, they would be your grandkids. Do you worry that they're not being socialized face to face? I mean, I mentioned earlier that the pandemic lockdowns, I think, made a lot of people depressed and anxious and miserable. And it sounds as though your grandkids might not be meeting other kids in person, or am I incorrect?
Oh no, they have a huge network of friends. I mean,
real friends.
Oh, yeah. My son hosts a party every week at his ranch. It's kind of scary, but, you know, where it's people of all different sizes, shapes, colors. They come, they bring clothes that they can exchange clothes and food, and they feed the community and all of that type. So it's just, I mean, I'm fortunate in that they're both very well connected to the community. And on top of that, which I just thought of, they're very connected to the Buffalo community, the Buffalo Bills and all of, you know, where they grew up. And they moved out there after high school, and they have a sense of the Buffalo community. And then they made a sense of the community out there. And so that's fortunate. And the unfortunate people are the ones that don't have the family network, those basic things that some of us take for granted. And so I feel, you know, hopeless sometimes for these people that are just floating around society with no direction. And now they've got access to all the information in the world, the whole everything. And they don't know what to do with it. And so they just gravitate to whatever little group is out there. I don't know.
Yeah, see, you know what? I don't know either. A very interesting call. And one of the things, too, that I think we also need to keep in mind is you find a lot of isolation with people, let's say, 80 and older, because what happens to 80 and older people? They start losing their friends one by one. They die. Yeah. They end up in nursing homes. And you've got people who used to have very, very active social lives who suddenly, in the blink of an eye, they turned into they turn into shut-ins. All of their friends are dead. And that's really unfortunate. And one way they can get around that is to volunteer and be involved in church or synagogue or temple communities, stuff like that. But there's the issue of going around, because older people don't like to drive at night. And a lot of older people don't like to drive, period. I thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Isolation is the theme. Guys, I want to know what you have to say. I'm looking for answers to the question, why? I'm sure that you have been racking your brains with the whys. And there are always gut responses. There are always visceral, knee-jerk responses by every kind of extremist, okay? So what I'm looking for is something that is in the middle, that is rational, that is well thought out. Now, one of the problems that we have as presumably rational people is we can't understand crazy. we can't understand it. I can't understand it. You can't understand it. But yet, obviously, it's out there. Craziness, evil, whatever you want to call it. Joe Walsh, you can't argue with a sick mind. And he was right. It was an album back in the 1970s. For some reason, that expression always stayed in my mind. And I'm not trying to minimize all the torture people are going through. I think this is absolutely a dreadful, it's a dreadful time in Western New York. It's a dreadful time in the United States. And I'm just trying to make sense of it all. Brian in Ontario, you're on WBEN. Why?
Hey, Tom, good to hear you back and healthy. The why is the big one. My own brother is a paranoid schizophrenic. He has never been violent. He's never lashed out. Him and I grew up with a British Navy veteran. We were around firearms our whole lives. He's not an owner, obviously, in Canada and in Ontario. I am. Been with that for 41 years. People have been waxing poetically about why. There was a speaker a couple of days ago in Toronto and said, you know what, we've got a bunch of lost boys. She used that expression. You in the States, us here, regardless of what our politics are, we have a bunch of lost boys. And whether it's no fathers, no family, no faith, you know, focus on education, or mental illness. There was a time, Joe Beamer on Wednesday had a great guest on. She was a mental health advocate in New York State. I've never heard a better interview. And you know what? Joe just let her run. And she talked about, we need not just inpatient, outpatient stuff. We need places to put people away who are broken and busted. And it's not pleasant and it's not polite. And we would not like that for our children. But there are kids who are born who are broken. And in the interest of saving society, we need institutions again. We lost them in the mid-90s.
Well before that. I mean, deinstitutionalization started back in the 1970s, and there was a huge effort by the, I guess I'll call it the mentally ill lobby, with no disrespect intended, who somehow felt it was better that people freeze to death on the streets than be committed involuntarily to a psychiatric institution. I don't quite understand or grasp the logic, but there it is.
Well, go to L.A., go to San Francisco, go to all of your southern capitals up here, Toronto, Vancouver, Montreal. You will see the result of that. You'll have people who, we have plenty of beds to put these people in. They don't want to because they're mentally broken, plus they are now addicted to opioids and drugs, and they can't use them, so they stay on the streets and they live under underpasses. These two children, the Buffalo, I like you said, not going to say his name, and the guy from Texas. These people were busted and broken, and either their parents ignored it, were terrified of them, or were intimidated by them, or didn't care, or were embarrassed about it.
You know, you raise a great point, because the individual in Buffalo, he had parents. They were supposedly shocked at what had happened. And I think the rest of us are sitting around and we have no real direct knowledge of the situation, but our common sense screams at us, how can you possibly be shocked given, I mean, nobody can hide being that angry. Nobody can hide being that disturbed to the people that to whom they are closest. You might be able to hide it going out, going grocery shopping. You might be able to hide it on a drive to work and maybe even 8 hours at work. You can't hide it from the people who know you the best.
Absolutely. I completely concur.
And by the way, paranoid schizophrenics are much more likely to hurt themselves than anybody else.
You know what my brother does? It's property crime. Steals copper from empty houses, and he's been in prison. Never hurt anyone. Actually, he's been hurt because of his activity and behavior, which is sad. He's been abused and harmed because it's so obtuse. But he could just as well have, like, again, we grew up with firearms. Our whole life. He's 56. I'm 57. It's not the gun. Here's what I want to say to people who keep saying guns. A gun is a piece of steel. It's a tube, and it has a piece of lead in it, and we put powder in the back of it, and the lead goes out very, very fast. We had, 2 years ago in Toronto, a guy rented a minivan or a van, and he drove down Yonge Street, which is our main street. He killed 10 people and wounded 27 with a van.
Right. It was 11, but it was, at least that's what the articles I've read have said. You might be correct. But thank you. Thank you very much. Somebody told me this week, guns haven't changed. People have changed. Guns haven't changed. I mean, the same technology in firearms has been around for about 100 years in terms of the semi-automatic weapon. And you can't legally buy a machine gun unless it's under very, very certain circumstances, which I don't feel like getting into because it's irrelevant, because not going to affect most of you anyway. But the semi-automatic weapon has been around for a long time, and people erroneously think it's a machine gun. It's not a machine gun. It's you have to squeeze the trigger every time you want to get a shot off, unless, of course, it is modified, and some people do that illegally, and some of those people find themselves in real jeopardy of arrest from the feds. They've got a way to track down people who buy illegal suppressors and other modifications to firearms. There's a couple of different federal agencies, actually several different federal agencies that are involved in that. But my question to you guys today is, why? Do I have the answer? No. Do I have some theses? That's T-H. I do have some theses. Yes. Are they correct? I don't know, but we're having to talk about why today. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. How about this idea of lost boys? Lost boys. Is that ringing any bells with anybody on WBEN?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome, friends. Bowerly, Hour 2, Hourly with Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thanks again to Joe Beamer for sitting in. Just had a little complication after the eye surgery last Thursday, a little too much bleeding for the doctor's liking, so I was on strict orders to take it easy. And believe me, if I hear those words never again in my life, I'll be totally cool with it. The only thing is, about a month or so, I'll need to take more time off because I got one more little surgery they got to do, and that's it. At least as far as I know. So it is what it is. So we're talking about why. And I don't think I'm the only one who has not quite felt himself since May the 14th in Buffalo. And then that scab was pulled off with what happened in Texas. And I have been pondering endlessly why. Why this is happening. I've offered my theses on it. You guys have your own theses. And I appreciate hearing them because we're doing a brainstorming session. Like I say, I think that many people have objectified other human beings because of social media and the ability to interact electronically without the need to physically be with people. And clearly, social media has its place in bringing people together. But I would be personally lost without hanging out with my friends in person as we did last night. There were a ton of us, and we had a wonderful time. Human interaction. We are social animals. We're meant to be with other people. We're not meant to be by ourselves typing away at a keyboard as our only interaction with our fellow human beings. It's so easy to just look at people as an avatar or a picture on a screen and text messages. That's easy. But getting together face-to-face, that's what makes life worth living, just my personal opinion, whether it's your family, whether it's your friends. And I've got a small family, so my group of friends is larger than my biological family. Let's go to, but just as dysfunctional, just be clear about that. Back to the calls on WBEN. Here's Billy in Buffalo. Billy, you are on WBEN. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Give me your thoughts.
Okay. So my thinking is that what we sometimes suffer from these days is a lack of morality and ethical core. And I don't necessarily mean a lack of religion, but rather that as we've been moving more and more away from religion to secularism, we haven't put in place the systems to allow young men and women to establish a strong ethical or moral core outside of that. Because I think if you have a strong ethical or moral core, even if you're undergoing feelings of isolation or of depression, you're more likely to turn those feelings inward and engage in self-destructive, which, you know, not individually healthy, but you're more likely to do those things than I think to inflict harm on other people.
Well, I mean, depression is anger turned inward, some people have said. As far as the can you give me an example of morality? Because what comes to my mind is one of the fundamental tenets of most of the world's great religions basically revolves around the golden rule: do unto others as you would do or have done unto yourself. Can you give me some examples of specific moralities that are missing, and even if they're not religiously or spiritually based?
Sure. So I think, you know, one major tenet or aspect in lots of moral teachings is the worth of a human life, right? In a very general term, that life is meaningful in some way. And outside of that, often when I look at different social media platforms, like, say, Reddit, which is one that I frequent, there's almost seems to be a trend almost to despise any sort of inherent value in human life. So, for example, there's an entire subculture of advocacy of hate towards children, not just dislike. Of course, not everyone has to like kids, but there's sometimes an advocacy of hate towards children simply for existing.
And is this just, I'm just asking you the question, is this because some people view children as just another generation of human beings that will produce more children and pollute the environment? Or is it something else?
I think that is certainly an aspect of it, but they also fail to recognize that similarly, just as in they may cause harm, they can, of course, also be a force for good, right? And it's almost always a negative view, a negative slant. And again, it comes down to whether you value human life in that aspect.
Well, you know, one of the things you got me thinking here, sir, is for many years, one of the politicians' excuses has been, well, we're doing this for the children, for the children, for the children. And again, even George Carlin had something to say about that, which I really can't repeat on the radio. Do you think that if there is this hatred toward children, it is because in part of people using children as a shield to promote their own agenda?
Yeah.
On whatever end of the political continuum, nobody's got a monopoly on this.
Right. Well said. So yes, I would agree with that wholeheartedly.
So in terms of an ethical basis, do you think that let's just look at Albany if we can for just a moment. And it just seems like every other week we hear about some assemblyman or senator or former big shot or current big shot being arrested for corruption. Is that the kind of ethical framework of which you are thinking? For example, I'm sure I couldn't bribe you to do something you didn't want to do or bribe you to do something that you knew was not right for society, that your love of money does not override your sense of societal good. Are most people like that, do you think?
I think that most people have a general sense of goodness, but most of us do not live purposefully with that intention. And I think that intentionality is what's missing oftentimes.
Sense of purpose. You've struck a very interesting chord. Can you elaborate on a sense of purpose?
I can certainly try. For example, one of the ways in which the people that I admire live their lives is that the decisions and choices that they make for themselves, for their family, and for their loved ones are thought out and deliberate, right? If when they're choosing where to live, friendships to pursue, causes to advocate for, they go through a period of either reflection or introspection. They try very much not to just go necessarily with the flow, which is something that sometimes is meaningful, but they very much try to make decisions that align with the values that they hold, with whatever value system they've been raised or brought up to believe. So there's this intention into their actions and in their behavior. And of course, none of us is perfect, so no one completely adheres to their philosophy, but they try to live in a way that's in keeping with a set of values.
Billy, very, very interesting call. Thank you so much. That's great stuff, folks. Great stuff. And I want to hear your explanation why. I don't have the answer. I don't. And unfortunately, nobody I've heard talking about various, well, here's how you stop a school shooting. Unfortunately, you might stop school shootings, but you're not going to stop other acts of violence committed elsewhere with other means of destruction. And I'm not going to go into detail on those because I don't want to give any creep any ideas. Let's go to Mark on WBEN. Not that we have any. I don't think we're very high in the creep listenership category. I think we're okay there. Mark in Depew, you're on WBEN. Welcome. What's the answer?
There is no answer. And thank you for taking my call. One of the issues, and I apologize because I've changed the thought that I had when I originally called for your call screener.
It's all good.
People don't listen anymore. People do not listen at all to any cry for help. They do not listen to much of anything. We are so self-absorbed with our own thinking, our own line of thinking, that this has now become the problem that it is. I'm a Gen X guy. I grew up in the early 80s and grew up learning how to do things on my own with the guidance of two wonderful parents. But I saw the exact same thing not happening with other kids that I grew up with. Now we are dealing with the exact same thing where a child or an adult has no place to go to express what they're dealing with, what they're feeling, or are put aside. And we start to see the things that are happening.
You know, it almost sounds like this is a personal thing to you. And I would like you to explain when we come back what you mean by cries for help that are ignored by people. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
All right, so don't go anywhere, Mark. I have to tell you that the quality of phone calls that I've heard on this radio station and the depth of thinking has just been just really outstanding, because we're all going through we're all broken up about clearly what happened to us on May 14th and what happened in Texas that just reopened that scab, which hadn't even begun to heal yet. So very, very deep thoughts. I'm very, very impressed. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. The question is real simple. The answer is not so simple, but the question is why? Why? It's line three, correct? Line three. Yep. Let me go back to Mark in DePew. Mark, you're talking about people not listening and specifically not listening to cries for help. Do you have this as a personal experience?
It's a personal experience, but I also notice it in a lot of different variables. We have become extremely narcissistic, where we only focus on ourselves, the drive to succeed, the drive to do whatever it is that we would like to do, and sometimes the auspices of providing for our kids, but not paying attention to what they are going through. And also not paying attention, as I kind of mentioned before the break that you graciously allowed me to sit through, of what they might be going through in their 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. We don't listen anymore. We are so convinced of our own trappings that we no longer have conversations. We no longer listen to what is actually happening to others in their lives. We are so convinced that what we think is the right thing is what should be, and that is just a sick way of living.
On the other hand, there are people who, as they get older, become wiser, and they realize the validity of a lot of what you are saying, and a lot of their own personal narcissism and self-centeredness. They understand the futility and the stupidity of that, and they change their way of thinking. They change their attitude. I mean, it can go another way. It can go a better way.
I totally agree with that, but I don't think that that happens on as much of a it doesn't happen as often as it should. I heard a gentleman not too long ago talk about, well, we need to commit these people when we see that they're not feeling well or they need these mental evaluations. I've seen the same things happen where perhaps not on a basis of someone going into a school and shooting a number of children. I've seen the same things where people snap and kill their own children. I've lived through something like that. Mm. And again, it's about what are we doing here? We're not communicating. We are too busy yelling at one another. We're too busy barking out what we think instead of saying, hey, how are you feeling? What's going on? And I know there are a lot of listeners that will come out and say that's a pification, pardon my use of that term, of manhood or of anything to ask how you're feeling, when the truth of the matter is everybody, whether you're the toughest guy on the block or you're the wimpiest guy on the block, you have feelings. You have things that you're going through, and it's okay to tell somebody about it, but we have this indoctrination in our society that you're not allowed to say anything, and now here we are. When is it over? Why? This is why. We're not allowed to talk. We're not allowed to share feelings. We're not allowed to be a human being and say, this is where I'm at. This is what I'm dealing with. I might need help. You need to help me. And here we are.
I tell you, that's a very interesting viewpoint. And a simple sentence would be to have a good friend, you need to be a good friend. And as you well know, we all get caught up in our own BS and what we are going through personally. So if we want somebody to listen to what we're going through personally, we need to be willing to actively listen to what other people are going through and maybe offer some constructive advice, even if sometimes the advice isn't something somebody wants to hear.
100%, Tom.
All right, man. A great call. Thank you so much, Mark. I appreciate it. Again, ladies and gentlemen, your calls have been outstanding. And the question is why? And there's basically one thing I've been asking as far as current events are concerned, and that is why? I mean, spend a lot of time thinking about what happened in 1963, but more of my time has been focused on trying to figure out 2022 and why. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. If you're on hold, kindly stay there. If not, you can be there. But we've had a lot of phenomenal people calling in today, and really good stuff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.